everyone, and welcome back to the Glam Observer podcast. I'm Jada, founder and CEO of the first fashion career advice platform, Glam Observer, a fashion career coach, best-selling author, Forbes Under 30, and in this podcast, I will share actionable tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes secrets of the fashion industry. If you're an ambitious fashion enthusiast looking to start a career in this industry, you are in the right place. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Glam Observer podcast. Today we're going to talk about something practical that you can start using today. I would like to chat about three LinkedIn hacks that are going to boost your fashion job search. So maybe right now you're using LinkedIn or not for your career in fashion. What I'm sharing today are not, you know, typical things that you normally do on LinkedIn, such as network with that or apply for jobs. But these are three little known LinkedIn hacks, but that will really be very, very helpful for your fashion job search. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, or you've been reading one of the articles on Glam Observer, you know that I always suggest to use unconventional strategies to apply for a job in fashion. This includes, for example, emailing directly a company instead of applying online only. And by the way, if you're interested in learning about ways and unconventional strategies to apply for a job in fashion, I will leave you into the notes of this podcast episode a link to an upcoming masterclass where I will be teaching you three steps to land your dream job in fashion. And these three steps are built to make you stand out, so they're not the traditional application strategies, but there are new strategies that you can start using to finally land the job of your dream. So whether you are applying for so many jobs but you're not getting responses, or you have no idea about where to start in your fashion job search but you already know that the fashion industry is really competitive and you want to learn strategies that are going to make you stand out even if you don't have experience yet, then this masterclass is perfect for you, and I will leave you the link into the notes of this podcast episode. So let's begin with these three LinkedIn hacks. You know, if the traditional application includes a resume, something a little bit extra includes your LinkedIn profile. When I started sharing about career tips here on Glam Observer almost a decade ago now, LinkedIn was still pretty new in the industry, but nowadays it's more popular and everyone is, you know, who is actively looking for a job has a profile on it, I'm pretty sure, and you do have a LinkedIn profile, right? But even though the platform has gained more popularity among the job seekers and in general among anyone who wants to advance their career, many still don't know how to use it to its fullest and how to make the most out of the platform for your fashion job search. That's why I wanted to share with you this three little known LinkedIn hacks. So let's begin. The first one is the LinkedIn job interview feedback. AI job interview feedback is a super useful feature of LinkedIn that will allow you to practice your job interview answers. Yeah, so if you always wanted to answer the job interview questions and you wish that someone would like listen to your answers and tell you if they're good or wrong, now you can get this kind of feedback from this LinkedIn feature. So I will leave you the link into the notes of this podcast episode to this page where you can start doing this interview feedback. But basically, you will be able to, on this page, to find the most asked questions during job interviews. You will be able to record a video of yourself for each answer that you want to practice, upload it on LinkedIn, and receive immediate feedback from the platform. This tool will tell you your piece, so how many words you use per minute, if you use any filler words such as if you use any sensitive phrases, and they will also share tips to improve your response. So if job interviews made you nervous, with this LinkedIn feature, you can practice your answers and get your job and get to the next job interview being more secure. The second act is to connect with people working at your dream companies, but not just because this is how you do it, you connect with people, but for a very specific reason, to appear first in the search results. You probably know that LinkedIn is the place to build your professional network. As well as on Facebook, you send friends requests. On LinkedIn, you submit connection requests. While you can connect with anyone on LinkedIn, you should not send your request to whoever. I receive connection requests from people that are completely outside of my industry or that are completely unrelated to what I do, and they didn't even know why they request my, you know, they request my connection. So I never accept those requests. You must be intentional with your connection requests, but that's not all. Maybe you didn't know the LinkedIn algorithm works like Google search engine. So basically, recruiters are on the hunt for the perfect candidate through the platform. The more optimized your profile is with the specific keywords, the more your profile will appear on top of the recruiter research. But keywords are not the only thing that will index your profile in the search results. In fact, if you already have connections with people working at the same company of the recruiter is hiring for, your profile will appear on top of the search results. So for example, if you dream of working at Dior, you should connect more with people working at Dior so that when the recruiter will execute their research on LinkedIn, your profile will among the first to appear in the search results. So for example, if you have 5 connections with people working at Dior and someone else has just 1 connection with people working at Dior, then your profile, because you have 5 connections, will appear on top when a recruiter is doing their research to scout new people to hire. Because you knew that recruiters use LinkedIn not only to post job offers, but also to find new members of the team, right? So if not, you're missing some pieces about LinkedIn, and if you want to learn more about it, I do teach it inside my course Break into the Fashion Industry. In case you don't know what to ask when you request a connection to someone on LinkedIn, informational interviews are great ways to start a conversation with anyone in fashion. And just in case you're not familiar with informational interviews, one of the 3 strategies that I teach in my free masterclass is informational interviews. So again, I will leave you the link to this free masterclass where I will teach you 3 steps to land a job in fashion. And one of the steps is informational interviews. So you will learn more about them. I will leave you the link into the notes of this podcast episode. So we said, number 1 is these AI in job interview feedback tool. Number 2 is to connect with people working at the company you would like to get a job at, so you can appear first in the search results. And the 3rd tip is to use headlines, even if you didn't have a fashion job yet. So like I've just mentioned in the point number 2, one of the best ways to get discovered by recruiters is to optimize your profile with the right keywords that you add in your skills. But most importantly, the place where you should add the keyword is in your headline. Maybe you're asking now, but Jada, I don't have a job yet. What title should I add in my headline? Well, you can still write something like aspiring fashion stylist, for example. So if I am the recruiter or if I am a stylist and I'm looking for an assistant and I go on LinkedIn and in the search bar, I type fashion stylist, then your profile will appear in the search results if you wrote aspiring fashion stylist, because the keywords fashion and stylist are there, despite you don't have a job in fashion yet. So you can write aspiring fashion editor, aspiring fashion buyer, aspiring merchandiser. So despite you don't have a job yet, the keyword is still going to be there in your headline. And that is the first thing that appears in the search result and is the first thing that will index your profile when a recruiter is going to do their research based on keywords. All right, so I really hope that these very 3 quick but very practical LinkedIn hacks have been useful. If you're listening to this episode, take a screenshot and tag me at Glam Observer. yeah, I really hope you have enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you're going to start using LinkedIn for your career in fashion, because it's such a powerful, powerful tool. It is great because in one place you will be able to network, to find jobs, but also if you use and you optimize your profile, you will also be discovered by recruiters directly. So yeah, thank you so much for listening, and bye for now.